This is the Good Things Guy podcast with myself, Brendan DeCue, South Africa's very own Good Things Guy. I'm on a mission to change what the world pays attention to. I truly believe that there's good news all around us, and I spend my time hunting down and reporting on the best good news stories from South Africa and the world. In the Good Things Guy podcast, you'll meet these everyday heroes and hear their incredible stories. Hey, Good Things Guy listeners, please note that this week's episode might be a little different to listen to, but I promise if you give it a go, Lazuko will leave you completely inspired. Hope you enjoy. Today, I'm thrilled to introduce Lazuko Sonkapu, a remarkable media personality based in Cape Town. Lazuko is not only a talented radio reporter and content creator at RX Radio, but he also brings a unique perspective as a wheelchair user living with congenital concentric myopathy. During Youth Month, Lazuko shared his incredible journey in media and content creation, his passion for disability advocacy, innovative youth engagement strategies, and navigating the media landscape in Cape Town is truly inspiring. The passionate South African has been involved in impactful initiatives like the WHO Innovation Challenge and has covered significant events like Comic-Con. Today, we are excited to delve into his story and experiences and explore how media can empower youth and create positive change. Welcome to the Good Things Guy podcast.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Lazuko, can you start by telling us a bit about your background and what inspired you to pursue a career in media?
Diagnosed with congenital myopathy. Most of my life, I've been at a special school with special needs. So it's mostly like schools that accommodate children with conditions, whether it's physical or learning, like academic difficulties. Yeah, I'm matriculated, and then I'm doing BCom now, second year in college, so like a bachelor's degree. What inspired me to do media? I don't think it wasn't really part of a plan, I guess. I think it was one of those moments, you know, that just happened naturally, despite the fact that I always wanted to be in a business industry or anything. I always wanted to do music. So I tried doing like music in terms of like rapping or making music as in producing. I dabbled somewhere there. And then I did ballroom dancing. I think they call it contemporary dance. I did that also. For there, I won awards and medals and certificates. And then also, after that, I then started traveling around South Africa where I played for Western Province for a sport called boccia. So boccia is more like bowling in the sentiment of you throw the ball to reach your target. So there, I started traveling to Joburg and then Durban. What happened was I was in ICU, in Red Cross Hospital, and then I got discharged, and then on my way home, because it has been a long time at that moment being in the hospital, I realized there was something different within the hospital at the entrance. That's where the studio is. And then, because me at that time, I was more into music, I was trying to get in the scene, I thought it was a music studio, where you can just go and make music. And then I inquire about it. And they said, no, it's a radio station. And I gave them my number. And then I did the media training. And then obviously throughout the year, I was like developing, you know, doing new feature. Maybe I co-host one interview at somebody's show. To eventually I got my own show.
Listen, so radio is a passion. I have worked in radio, and it is something that we are made for. Like you said, it found you. You started working in the industry, but you bring a different element. As a person living with congenital concentric myopathy, what does that mean for the listener? What does that mean for you?
I think for me, I never realized the impact. Because like when I talk about the stuff that I do at Arctic Radio and the accomplishments. If I talk to somebody will be like, wow, you did all of that? Right. For me, it's just like having a conversation, like a normal, oh, I did this yesterday, you know? I just met the mayor of Cape Town yesterday, cool guy. And I was just faced like that 2 weeks ago, where I was with Good Hope of FM, where like, I saw like the messages from the listeners and the inspiring words. That's like, oh, actually, I feel the impact, like, people actually, they listen, and, you know, some of them have relatives that have the similar condition, or maybe they're on their own physical condition, but, you know, it makes them motivated, and I think also that's one of the reasons why, like, I do it at the highest level. I never knew what I wanted to be, like, somebody asked me what I want to be one day, I could never answer the question, but I would always say, I just want to inspire people. I don't really know what it means for people. I think it gives a different palette where to see somebody in a wheelchair, a little young boy in a wheelchair, being in these spaces and just, I think it's something different. And also, special thanks to Arctic Radio for having this institution where it's the first South African award-winning radio for children, by children, and it's like different children from different backgrounds. It's such a great journey so far for me.
Absolutely, and I'll tell you what it means for people. I'm sitting here listening to you, and I am completely inspired because you've gone and done what you wanted to do in this life. You forged your own path. And even though you have this rare inherited disorder that causes a lack of muscle tone and muscle weakness, you haven't let that hold you back in the slightest. And I think what that means for other people, when they hear your story and they hear what you're doing, and you're just living, you're living your life, I think that is completely inspirational. Even for people that might not have a disability. But you are passionate about disability advocacy. It's something that you raise your voice to speak about. And I'm not even going to ask you why is that important to you. I want to thank you for doing that, because I feel like there's a lot of people that may be listening to this podcast that may think that their children might not be able to live their dreams, and you're proving them wrong, which is absolutely beautiful.
I feel like it was always that thing of, I wanna do it like for them, especially them. Also, I think for the whole world, I guess, just to see the bigger picture. Especially now, like with the internet and social media and content / influencer, I think it's easy like to have your own platform and just do something, you know? Obviously, for me, it's different because I'm able to speak with a mic. Like, I probably have, like, 8 years in experience. I started when I was 15, if I'm correct, and I'm 22 as from today. So it could be different from somebody who wants to start. And before I was in the radio, I was the shy guy, very quiet, you know, off distance from the public. I mean, I am still, but it kind of helped me in some sort of way where I was able to kind of pick up my own things, where I could use my experience and my work and do my own thing, where talk more about disability advocacy and Arctic Radio and my journey. I think also my family also supporting me, where I can go to these places and travel, and I'm grateful and privileged about, because I know some kids out there that maybe they don't have the support, or maybe they don't have the equipment, or maybe they're surrounded through discrimination or stigmatization where it kind of damages their self-confidence and self-esteem, to which I've been in the sense of coming from a special school to a private school where it's two different environments. And at the end of the day, I think I'm grateful for, because I was able to like experience life in both sides of the coin. And I've been through what other kids may have been through, probably similar.
Nozuko, I must ask, so being an influencer and a content creator and being on radio, what are some of the coolest brands that have approached you or that you've worked with, or what are some of the coolest things that you've done?
I would say since what the World Health Organization around the 2020 COVID-19, I was able to see Dr. Tedros, obviously on Zoom, and I was able to do this campaign where it was like an innovation challenge, and then it was like an international thing, and then we're trying to like advocate how youth can make an impact on this COVID. And then from there onwards, you know, since being on national TV, like BBC News and Spotify and all of that. Secondly, I would say celebrating the anniversary of Red Cross Hospital, where I got to find out the story behind the hospital, and got to see like the biggest public figures that were actually in the hospital, you know, as for like, children. Just get to see them talking about what it means to be part of the board members at the hospital. I think thirdly would be the Comic-Con, you know, pop culture, where I love anime and I love video games. So that was also another one, getting to meet One Piece characters. For those who watch One Piece, they will know cosplay, people dressed up in costumes, Telcom was out there, video gaming, and I think also music, you know. I would love to work with more, though. It's just more starting right now. Yeah.
Absolutely. And listen, Comic-Con is one of the coolest things to come to South Africa. It's been here for a number of years now. Before, as South Africans, we used to watch all these Comic-Con things happening in America. And I would always be so jealous. I would think to myself, we want the same thing here. We want those cosplay people dressing up. We want to hear about the new movies coming. We want to hear about all the video games. I dig Comic-Con too, and I cannot wait for the next one. I'll be in the front row with my tickets ready to get in. I must ask you, you speak about the youth in South Africa. You speak about you raising your voice to speak about different challenges, different things that you believe in to change perceptions. If you had one message for any young South African listening to this podcast right now, what would it be?
I'll say don't stop. Whatever you have, go ahead with it, go forward. I would say think twice though, but sometimes, you know, planning is good. But don't stop like overthinking it, you know, just go ahead, you know. A lot of people they might advise you to do this and that. Just trust your instinct and move forward.
Trust your instincts, don't stop, and keep moving forward. Nozuko, how do people follow you? Where do they find you? Obviously, you're all over social media. How do our listeners follow you?
You can get me on Instagram, at Nozuko_Ngapu. The same on TikTok. You can also listen to me at Artist Radio on the Instagram, at Artist Radio FA, on the website, www.artistradio.co.za. And then you can also get me on the Podbean. So if you miss the live shows, our live shows are also there. Just Google me, Nozuko Ngapu, you'll find out.
Just Google him. We're also going to put an attachment, a link, inside this podcast. So if you're on the Iona platform, you'll be able to click that link and you'll be able to follow Nozuko. Or we'll put that in the article as well so that you can follow him. Nozuko, thank you so much for joining me today. You are bloody inspirational. It's been an honor to chat to you.
Yeah. Okay, I just want to say one more thing. For those who are listening, please support and just donate some on my link so we can kind of help me to independently pay for transportation and equipment for me to continue to inspiring the youth and disability advocacy. Link in the bio. Thank you so much. And also, thank you for having me today. Greatly appreciate this.
Link in bio. We're going to link that as well so that you can donate and help Nozuko. What an incredible human being. And what a message about not giving up, moving forward. Don't think twice. That's it. Wishing you only good things. And for more good things, visit www.goodthingsguy.com. Okay? Love you. Bye.